Derry City let a lead slip to become a draw at the Brandywell on Friday night when they drew 1-1 with Drogheda United. Derry opened the game very, very well. Porter's cross for McGonigal in the third minute gave the forward a chance to shoot at goal from 6 yards, but he failed to connect with the ball. On 12 minutes, Patrick McElhinney's long ball up to the box to Patching, and he dropped the ball into the path of McGonigal, who again couldn't connect from close range. On 14 minutes, Matty Smith crossed from the left for Will Patching to shoot at goal, but from 10 yards he shot over the bar. On 32, McGonigal was again gifted a shot at goal, meeting a Porter cross from the right, but he had a scuff shot that never troubled the Drogheda keeper. Derry's goal came in 33 minutes through Matty Smith. He hammered the ball into the net in a crowded penalty box after Drogheda had defended a couple of Derry efforts seconds before. Into the second half, and on 61 minutes, Kevin Porter denied Dean Williams a shot at the Derry City goal with a fine piece of defending in the home box. The leveller came on 77 minutes and it was a very controversial decision. The referee gave a penalty which Dean Williams converted. Shane McElhinney and Ryan Brennan challenged for the ball in the Derry box. Brennan seemed to drop to the ground with no real contact from the Derry defender. The ref gave the penalty kick and it was a very, very controversial decision, not popular at all amongst the Derry players or supporters. 5 minutes before the break, Shane McElhinney's long ball into the box was headed over by McGonigal from 6 yards. In the 2 minutes of added time at the end of the night, Derry claimed a penalty for handball which the referee dismissed. Derry got a corner from the incident, but McGonigal ended the game with the last kick of the night, shooting into the side netting from close range. Disappointment for Derry City. It finished at the Brandywell. Derry City 1, Drogheda United 1.